I love dev kit mode. I love Xbox dev kit mode. Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to today's episode of Level Up. So today's a really special episode because I'm here today with the creators of Xbox Dev Mode. Thanks so much for joining us today, Gersh.
Absolutely, Katie.
So tell us a little bit, what is Xbox Dev Mode?
So Xbox Dev Mode, it started as an idea really as soon as we started building the console. And you, myself, other people at Xbox, Chris Charla, have been working on it, and we're excited to talk about it right now. To me, what it is it harkens back to a time when I was growing up where you could be a gamer and you could also create on that same device. And there's a whole new generation of creativity that's going to get unlocked and a whole new generation of innovation that I want to go unlock and bring into the world. And that's what it's about.
Very cool. So it actually is letting a consumer do what?
It's letting a consumer take that console that they love and adore and play their favorite games on, and then turn around and become a creator and see their own visions and their own fantasies light up on that big television screen.
Very cool. So I know in just a few minutes we're going to get a demo from you actually showing us what the process is to actually take your retail kit and go end to end to actually be able to deploy your game at home on your console. But what are some of the things that people are going to need before they get started?
So before you get started, it's just a few things. You're going to have Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. But I want to mention it's Community Edition, so completely free, okay? You're going to need a DevCenter account. That's $19 if you don't already have one. And then the last thing is your favorite game engine of choice. You can use Unity. We have people using Monogame. Construct 2 is a great engine that also works wonderful on Xbox One. Cocos 2D. Most of these engines have a free version or are completely free. And so pick your favorite one.
Very cool. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the demo. Make sure to check out the links below here as well, because we actually have links for you to all of those steps and places that you need to download those things before you get started. So check out the demo.
Hi, my name is Gersh Pazer, and I'm a developer on Team Xbox. I built the Xbox Dev Mode experience, and I'm really excited to show you how to take your console and turn it into a development console that you can use to build games.
Hi, I'm Mehmet Erklic. I'm the program manager on Xbox Dev Mode, and let's get started. So here we have a regular Xbox that you probably have at home. And to get started, we head over to the store, and specifically the Apps tab, and search for Dev Mode Activation. This app is available in the store for free, so go ahead and grab it. Should be a pretty small install. Once you launch the app, here you'll be greeted with a welcome screen. We have some useful links here. Definitely go over to developer.microsoft.com/windows and check out our documentation on game and app development on UWP. And this link specifically here is a great one to get started with resources that will help you. Clicking next will display you the warning screens we have. An important thing to call out is that we are still in preview. And we will be until the summer of 2016. So make sure that you read these carefully before you begin. Once you're ready to get started, click next to grab your code that you'll be using on DevCenter to activate your Xbox. So here we head over to developer.microsoft.com/Xbox Activate. simply enter your code. And once you click agree and activate, you'll see that your Xbox start activating. This, again, should take a couple seconds. And once it's done, you'll be required to take an update. This update is required as we're in preview right now, and you need this update to make sure that you're on the necessary system update that allows you to develop apps for EWP. So close the app, go play a game, and very soon you'll be prompted for an update. So with the magic of television, we're going to skip ahead so that we don't have to wait for the update. So after the update has completed, you'll be back to where we first started. Head on over to the Dev Mode Activation app and launch it. What you'll realize is that you'll be greeted with a screen that says that your console has been successfully activated. To get started developing, hit Switch and Restart, which will reboot your console in Dev Mode. So after your Xbox boots up, you'll be ready to get started developing your apps. You may realize that the initial reboot may take a while longer than usual. This is because we're doing some magic in the background to make sure that you're all set in dev mode. I'm going to pass it over to Gersh now to take you through the deployment of your first app.
Thank you, Mehmet. Now, this moment is really special. And so we're going to take you in detail so you can have a great experience. The first thing you'll notice is you can't see all your games and apps when you're in dev mode. And there's a way to switch back to retail, and so don't worry, but we're going to show you that later. For now, let's go over to Visual Studio. Now, Mehmet is going to launch Visual Studio. You'll see that he launched Enterprise, but I want to point out that we work with Visual Studio Community, which is completely free. It's the same Visual Studio that you use to deploy to Windows, Phone, or any other Microsoft device, completely free, and so you can get going without paying any money. Now, what Mehmet's going to do is he's going to right-click on the solution and go to Properties. And then he's going to go to the Debug tab. Now, the special thing about Xbox is that it's a remote device, and so we're going to enter in the IP address of that device in a second. But first, I want him to go up to the toolbar, and I want to talk about some of these important options. Visual Studio defaults to the Debug build, and some people have said that when they deploy to Xbox, the game is slower than they thought it would be. And that's because you're running Debug. And what Visual Studio is doing is it's slowing down your code so that you can set breakpoints and debug. But what I always do is I select Release, just like Mehmet did. And that'll make sure that your game is running just like it'll run for a customer. Now, the next thing is x86. So even though x86 is totally supported, I recommend changing to x64. Why? Because all the games we've shipped to date are on x64. x64 has a little bit more test coverage and more usage than x86 to date. And so if you select that option, probably a little bit faster, and also we'll have a better experience. So I suggest doing that. The next one is he will have local machine defaulted, and that will deploy to his PC. And that's actually a great experience for testing out your game on the PC. In fact, you can actually plug in one of these controllers into your PC and then test your game that way. But when you're ready to go to Xbox, you select Remote Machine. So he's going to select Remote Machine, and now you can see there's a field where he can enter in an IP address. And what we're going to do is, on the console, go to Home, so we're already there, and then go Right, and you'll see this tile called Dev Home. Dev Home is your home as a developer. It's going to have everything you need to deploy your game, to test it, and a bunch of other cool things that we'll keep adding to. Now, I'm going to go into Dev Home, and I'm launching it for the first time, and I'm going to point out a few things. So first, you're going to see this Visual Studio window. And remote management, you got console settings, so a bunch of really useful things. We're going to come back to those later. If you want to look at the known issues in the developer preview. If you run into something, I suggest you click this link. It'll open up the browser, and then you can see if the issue you're running into has a solution or it's going to be fixed in a later release. Saves you a lot of time. Now, I'm going to go to the very top here, and as you can see, right under the logo for DevHome, there's information. There's the name of my console, Xbox One, and the next thing over is my console's IP address. This is what you need. So I'm going to read it off to Mehmet. So we got 10.196.17.76. Okay, great. So now Mehmet's going to save, and now he's going to press the green arrow to deploy to Xbox. Okay, so now what Visual Studio is doing is it's packaging up all the files in his game and preparing to send them over to the console so that it can run, and then it's going to start up the debugger, and so you can attach and debug your game. Now, while this is happening, you'll notice this first time he gets a prompt, and it says he's got to enter a PIN. And this is a security thing so that you and only someone else who you give your PIN out to can connect to your Xbox. And you're going to go back to DevHome, and under Visual Studio, you're going to click Pair of Visual Studio. So I'm going to click that button, and I get a PIN. And I'm going to enter this PIN in Visual Studio, and that's what Mehmet's doing right now. And he's going to click OK. Now, what Visual Studio is doing is it's deploying those bits over, but it's actually going to take a little bit longer this first time. Okay, why? And just this first time. Because what it's doing is it's deploying over all the magic DLLs we worked on to get Visual Studio working with the console. So it's deploying over debuggers, profilers, frameworks, anything that this application or this game needs in order to run. And so this is a kind of a one-time thing. And then after that, the console is going to have all the special dev bits that it needs. So that next time you deploy, it's going to be a lot quicker. And so right now, this is it's a decent-sized game, so it's going over the local network. And so we're transferring hundreds of megabytes right now. And it's gotten to the point where it's actually deploying all my assets, all my code files, over to the Xbox. And that's what it's doing right now. And then it's installing the C++ frameworks. That this is a Unity game. It happens to use C++ frameworks, and so it's doing that. And now it's launched it. So we're launched now at my splash screen for this game. And it takes a little bit longer to start up since we're debugging. So it's going to take a little while here on the splash screen as it loads some DLLs for the very first time. And it activates this app for the very first time. And so this is really cool. This app that's running here and your game that you're going to build are going to run the same on your PC and on your Xbox. And it's took a lot of work behind the scenes to make that happen so that you can just plug one of these controllers in to your PC, plug it in back into your Xbox, and you'll get the same experience. And so now what it's doing is it's launching this game. And so I've got a spaceship, and I can shoot lasers, and it's running on my Xbox. So that's pretty cool. What I want to show you now is if I'm done, how do I go back to the mode where I can play my games and watch my apps over in exit out of dev mode? So I'm going to click home, and I'm going to go back to dev home. And in dev home, I'm going to go over to console settings, and I'm going to go down to Leave Developer Mode. Okay, now what Leave Developer Mode does, before you click it, is it's going to do a restart, and it's going to restart you back into non-developer mode or consumer mode where you can play your games and apps. So I'm going to click this button, and it gives me a prompt because it's about to do a restart. And in this case, I'm going to say OK, but I'd say cancel if I want to do more development. And then once I click OK, now the console is restarting itself. And a little bit behind the scenes of what's going on is that my games and apps in non-dev mode are still there, and they were there the whole time. And again, my games and apps in dev mode are also there, but they're in two different modes. And so when it reboots up in the non-dev mode, and so I don't have to reinstall anything. All my games that I want to play, we used to be playing Minecraft at the beginning of this. Minecraft will be there. The dev mode activation app will also be there, and I can switch back and forth between the two modes as I use my console for developing my game, and then I'm done developing, and I want to wind down. I want to play some games, then I can leave developer mode, and I can go play some games. So there you have it. That is Xbox One Dev Mode. We're really proud of it. We're really excited. We think you'll really enjoy it. Now, if you want to give us feedback, you can go back into Dev Home and go to the menu and select the feedback link. And that will open up, will give you an email address that will let you send feedback, and we'll see that feedback along with a bunch of other people on Team Xbox. And we really look forward to hearing from you. And more importantly, we really look forward to seeing what you're going to create.
Thank you, Gersh. We're really excited about introducing Xbox Dev Mode to you, and we can't wait to see what you create at home. Share your experiences with us using hashtag Xbox Dev Mode, and make sure you keep the feedback flowing through to us using Dev Home. Thank you for joining us.
All right, interview time.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed watching the demo of Xbox Dev Mode and are ready to get going yourself. Don't forget that if you'd like to end up shipping your game commercially on Xbox One or on Windows 10 with Xbox Live, make sure to reach out to the ID at Xbox program at xbox.com/ID. There's a link below so that we can help you be successful on the journey. I want to thank you, Gersh, for joining us here today. Now, obviously, this is a fantastic piece of technology. What's exciting you most about having developers and individuals be able to create onto Xbox?
That's a great question, Katie, and I'm glad you asked, because it gets at the heart of why you and I and Chris did this. I'll want to start with a story that really captures it. Right after we shipped, Mehmet came running out of breath down to my office, I remember, and he said, Gersh, you got to stop what you're doing. You got to open up a browser, and you got to go to Reddit. And I didn't know what he was talking about, so I went to Reddit, and he said, I got to show you this thread. And there was this picture of this guy who had deployed his game, and it was running on the TV. And I want to talk about why that just touched me right here. It's because we deploy all the time. If you're a developer, you're constantly deploying, changing code, deploying, and it's kind of routine. But for this person at this moment, he got so excited that he stopped what he was doing. He actually got a camera. He pointed at the TV. He took a screenshot, but he didn't stop there. He actually goes, posts it on Reddit, and then best of all, he gets 100 replies of everybody saying, dude, that is awesome.
And let's face it, Reddit's not always super supportive, so.
Yeah, there you go. So extra special. And that is the same experience that I know that every one of the thousands of developers who has already tried Xbox Dev Mode and the thousands who will try it in the future are going to go through. And I promise you, for every single one of them that I've seen, time stops. And it stops because there's this moment where they see their code running on the device who they've played the games, and these visionaries that have come before them, and their games have shaped who they are, this console shaped who they are, and then to see their code running alongside all those great people and all those great games is a special moment where they realize that they're part of it. They're part of this gaming history. And just like many years ago, their favorite game designers and game developers started just like this, just tinkering around and starting. They're doing the same thing and they're following that same path. And I know that we're gonna look back and we're gonna look back at this moment, and everyone's gonna look back at that moment that that guy had, that they had for themselves, and realize that that was when it started. That was when all this innovation started that we're going to see.
I do think we're going to have some really fun stories in 20 years of people who got their start, and that maybe this was the first time that they were ever deploying their content onto console. So thank you so much for helping to create this feature. Now, right now it is in preview mode. What is the schedule like? When are we going to see some more?
Great question. So we're going to be shipping out of preview. So we're going to be shipping officially in summer 2016. Okay, so this summer. And between now and that date, we're going to have an update to the developer preview where we're going to add some features, we're going to fix the bugs, improve the experience, take your the feedback from the community, and you can look forward to more information about that in the future.
Very cool. So as we shared with you, clearly your stories are really hammering home for the developers here how exciting this feature is, and we're really looking to hear what you want to see and get feedback about the experience. So make sure to leave the feedback for us in the app, and then don't forget to share your creations and what you guys are innovating and doing with the hashtag Xbox Dev Mode. We cannot wait to see what you guys end up creating. Thanks so much for joining us today, Garsh. I appreciate it, and for creating this fantastic feature for our consumers. And we can't wait to see what you do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.